Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We're talking Shabbos 33, talking about one of the worst sins in the world. The sin of murder catalyzes the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and Hashem removes his presence from the Jewish people. As it is said, so you shall not pollute the land wherein you are, for blood, it pollutes the land, and you shall not defile the land which you inhabit in the midst of which I dwell. Hence, if you do defile it, you will not inhabit it, and I will not dwell in its midst. Man is the highest form of creation. The Beis HaMikdash is spiritually elevated from all other locations in the world. When one lo aleinu, which we know from such things, when a person kills another human, it is as if he has destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. If one commits murder, he causes the divine presence to leave, and automatically the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. As the only purpose for the Beis HaMikdash is to be a vehicle for the divine presence. We should realize it's not just literal bloodshed, but even metaphorical bloodshed could also cause people pain, could cause things to happen, and could cause Hashem to remove himself. They say that if a person publicly embarrasses someone in public, you know, they publicly embarrass them in a forum that is open to the public, or public see, other people see, it is as if he killed him, basically. There are many different things that if you do to a person, it's as if you killed him. A poor person is considered as if he is not alive. Someone that doesn't have children in some way, someone that's sick in some way, and someone that's incarcerated. There are many different forms of a person that could feel that he's not alive. And if you cause these things to someone, any of these things, God forbid, it's as if you harm them and kill them, and you're causing the Beis HaMikdash not to come about. So we should do what we can to do the opposite, to give money to people who need it, to help people find the ability to have children, to help people not get sick and to get better, help people get out of prison, and help people in all ways possible. If we do so, hopefully we could bring the Mashiach and the Beis HaMikdash speedily in our days as much as possible. The opposite of murder is helping people to have a good life, to give them life in any way possible as much as we can. So do so, and the world will become a better place. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 34 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.